All right, just a quick reflection of the big shift that's happening right now in the upcoming parshas. Starts with this parsha, and it's all downhill from there. All right, it's Parsha Shlach, Meraglim, Parshas Korach, and that thingamajig, that whole machlokes, and then we're gonna have coming up afterwards Balak. Right, and the whole everything that Bilam did to us, and this is a very interesting ups and downs over here that all has to do with vision, seeing. We were talking about Maimon Har Sinai, there was a first of all the greatest ever event of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to whatever extent, the greatest Gilui Elokos, so much so that Chazal say, Cholam Roim Esakolos, on that pasuk, they saw the sounds. So Chazal tell us that even sounds became visible. It's an unbelievable visual experience, even though they see sound. And we're going to talk about that, what that Indian is. We talked about last week, Baaloscha, the end of that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the light of the menorah, and it's considered a big schus that we give light. But then what happened historically, and then what happens in the Seder of the Parshas, what we read, our first failure that we read since Shavuos is Chet HaMeraglim. We read it less than 40 days after Shavuos. What happened 40 days after Shavuos, a little more than 40 days, just 40, 41 or so, 42 days after Shavuos, was Chet HaEgel. There's a very interesting common denominator between them. It says by Chet HaEgel, Vayar Ha'am ki boshesh Moshe laredetz minahar. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu has not yet come down from and of course, Chazal said, what do you mean saw? They say they calculated, they counted on their fingers, must have been 40 days, right? What is saw? So to answer that kasha, Chazal say, Rashi brings it, that the Sutton projected an image as if they thought they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's coffin. They thought they saw something that made it look like, maybe he died up there. There was actually something visual, aside from, calculating that must have been 40 days, or now he's not back, they actually saw something. Now, what happened by the Meraglim? They saw Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't know how to interpret what they were seeing. Like Rashi brings from Chazal, and everywhere they went, they were Levias. Everyone, it seemed like everyone, Eretz Ochels Yoshvei, everyone's just dropping dead over there. So of course, they didn't get the right spin on it, they didn't know how to look at it correctly, that because there were these Levias, everyone was preoccupied, they were able to infiltrate, right? So they didn't realize that HaKadosh was doing it for their own good. That way people would be distracted by the Levias and they could infiltrate. But they didn't have the right perspective on it. Right? So there's the perspective, faulty perspective by Chet HaEgel, the faulty perspective by the Meraglim. Right? Chet HaEgel is what we, historically happened right after Matan Torah. Chet HaMeraglim is what the first failure that we have, that we read about after we had the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Right, and they both have a common denominator of faulty perspective. And next week's parasha, Korach. Right? So Rashi brings some Chazal. Korach she'ap pikech ma ra'a l'shtut zu. Korach was a smart guy. Why did he do something so stupid to start up with Moshe Rabbeinu? Eino hit also. Right, he was misled by what he saw. Because he saw Baruch HaKodesh, he's going to have Shmuel descend from him. And Shmuel is as big as Moshe and Aaron combined, Chazal tells us. We learn from Moshe and Aaron b'chanav, u'Shmuel b'kori Shmo, that Shmuel is like as big as Moshe and Aaron. Right? So he's I have this great descendant coming out of me, I must be hot stuff also, or I can't lose. Whatever, but it's a mistaken perspective. Right? He didn't realize that, was by no merit of his. That Shmuel came out of him. And then it says also, Parshas Balak opens up, Vayar Balak Ben Tzippor, he saw, and he got really upset by what he saw, and that's why he hires Bilam. And Bilam also, you know, he wants to, you know, have a view, you know, when he builds the Mizbechot to try to get, you know, not get Hashem, try to convince Hashem to allow him to curse. So it says he has to see the Am. V'tireu misham, right? It says a, you know, a view on the people. Of course, he was trying to do it for Ayin Hara's sake, right? But again, it has to do with Re'iyah, right? A little bit of a tikkun to that is that after, you know, Bilam gives this Eitzah, you know, to be machshel the Jewish people with Znus. So it says, Vayar Pinchas. Pinchas saw, and then it really, you know, moved him, and he took the spear, and he skewered Zimri and Cosby. But also it says, Vayar, he saw, Vayikach Romach. So there's a little bit of a tikkun. We see the ups and downs of seeing. That's like, you know, our high points, you know, are with seeing. Like Roy Mesakolos, right? And then there's, you know, our low points that also have to do with seeing, right? And the truth is like this. This is really what's written in the Kisvei Ari, at great length, right? That Olam Hazeh, which is the world that needs tikkun, this world that needs tikkun, and it's this world that has its ups and downs. Heaven doesn't have ups and downs. No Brexit in heaven. It's all right. And they don't join the EU to begin with. They the ups and downs, you know, of Olam Hazeh, right? You know, which is the visual world, what makes Gashmias Gashmias. That it's visible, you know, it's apparent to the senses. That's the most basic definition of Gashmias. Gashmias is what you could see. You know, see is like the, you know, most megusham form of gashmis, but if you could hear it and smell it and taste it, it's also physical. Nitfas bechushim, of course, the most major one being seeing, right? And this world of gashmis that has its ups and downs, right? You know where it branched out from, you know, so it says in Kisvei Ari, from the Oros Ha'enayim of Adam Kadmon, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a certain tzura, that all the olamas branched out from, and imagine that original tzura that sets up the scale for all of creation. And he set up like a framework. Mm-hmm. And when he, you know, created the world, he first set up a framework, and then all the olamas, you know, fit into a certain framework. All right, that big framework that all the olamas fit into is called Adam Kadmon, that all would look like a person if you could see all the olamas together. And Olam Hazeh branched out from the Oros Ha'enayim. You know, all Gashmias comes from Oros Ha'enayim that has its ups and downs. Right? And to explain a little bit more, right, just the, you know, about the idea that your eyes can fool you, right? Optical illusion, but not just optical illusion, but, you know, the eyes, they really don't see the why. They don't know what you're thinking. They see you do something. And, you know, and that's where being Dan Lekafschus comes in, because the eyes don't see the whole story. They just know what it looks like. And that's the big challenge, be Dan Lekafschus and not be Dan Lekafchova, to look Ba'ayin Tova and not to look Ba'ayin Ra. Right. Right. The thing is that, you know, the what needs fixing in the world, what needs fixing is the way things appear. That's what needs fixing. Because the truth is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and Ritzono is the only power. Everything is Lufi Ritzono. It just doesn't look that way. So now by Mamad, I say that's what it means. Cholam Roim Esakos, they saw the sounds. They could see the Dvar Hashem in everything. And everything is Alpi Diburo Yisborach. Everything is Alpi Gzeiroso. They could see those sounds. That was a special Madrega Iran by Mamad Har Sinai. They could see the sounds. They could see that Dvar Hashem is running everything. Now, the truth is Dvar Hashem is running everything. But, you know, what's the problem? It doesn't look that way. The whole kilkul. The only thing that's wrong with the world is the way it looks. But Hashem Be'etzem is the king and the one and only force, and everything is Bertzono, and everything is there to serve him. The only kilkul is that it doesn't look that way. And that's why you'll find all the nevus and all the tefillos are all beloshen re'ia. V'tzechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion. V'areinu Hashem okeu menach b'tzion recha. Ki ayin bayin yor, shu asem, v'rol kol basar yachtov, go check any nevuah, any tefillah that talks about how things will be better in the future, all uses the lashon of re'iyah. Because that's the only thing it really needs fixing, because really Hashem is the king.
So how do and fix that?
Oh, how do we fix that? Yeah. You know, everything that we do, everything that you do good is all to fix how things look. And that's called the metaka in gashmias. Gashmias is the visible world. We gotta fix the perspective. Now here's the problem. Perspective is reality. The way you see it is the way you're gonna live it. And if you look at things badly, it's gonna be bad for you because that's your reality. The way you look at things is the way it is for you. Right? And that explains the inyan of Ayin Hara. The inyan of Ayin Hara is, you know, it's a visible world. And if you look at it badly, it'll be bad. Right? Yeah, for you and for everyone, it's in your field of vision, because you're going to put that negative perspective on anything that falls within the purview of what you see. Right? So, well, you know, your view of the physical world, that's reality according to you. Right? And that's the power of Ayin Hara. Right, have a bad perspective on things. The way you see it is the way it is for you and for anyone that you have influence on. You look at it right. You know, this guy was an Ayin Hara. When he walks into a room, he ruins the atmosphere and the whole room for everybody. These are the guys that walk into a party and ruin everything just by being there. You know, and looking at things. I say Yoni really is really connecting to this. Yoni's very contemplative.
This is one of the reasons why I hate going to shorts.
Take on where?
There's always one guy in the show that ruins the whole.
No, but just by, and how's he do it? By the way, just by his gaze. You could feel, you could, you know, it's amazing. You think it's just in his mind, the Ayin Hara? The Ayin Hara is not just in the mind of the observer. You can feel the power of his negative view. No, and that's also the power of group pressure. Also, I mean, that's Ayin Hara. We can make it like that. If 10 people walk into a room where they have a particular perspective on things, it sort of becomes like the mood in the room, and you're afraid to argue with them. You feel stupid if you argue with them. The windows to the world are the eyes. It's not the windows to the world. It's not just in the mind of the observer, right? Everything that falls in his gaze sort of gets caught up in his perspective in a certain way. And that's the power of Ayin Hara. And but that's also the power of how, you know, you can influence people without saying words. If like I said, try this at home. You have 10 people get into a room, they all have a particular view on something, tarte mashma, that like becomes the energy in the room, and you're embarrassed to argue with them on that particular topic that they feel very strongly about. Even though they didn't, you know, really verbalize any strong arguments, that like becomes the mood. It all happens through the eyes. Eyes are a two-way street, really. It's not just the way you're not just taking in information, you also, the way you interpret that information also shoots out through the eyes into the space.
What about blind people?
So that's why, oh, very good. That's why Suma Choshuv Kameis, he's out of the game because he's blind. That's why he's considered like dead. That's the whole point. Now you just brought a riot to what we're saying. No, eyes are the windows to reality. There, but it's a window. It's a two-way street.
You could be feeling something, not understanding, feeling something until you actually see it.
Right. And that's, you know, that is most accentuated in this week's parsha. You know, Am Yisrael adopted the Meraglim's view of things. They adopted the Meraglim's view. The Meraglim had a very negative view of what they saw, even though it wasn't really negative at all. Like Rashi's, like, well, we quoted before, all the device that they saw, that was all for their benefit, right? You know, but they took that negative view. Am Yisrael adopted that view. Even perspectives are contagious. And that's why we have Tisha B'Av. Because if you take that view, because perspective is reality. And here's the thing, perspective is contagious. Perspective is contagious. And then it all gets shared through the eyes. The same eyes that he takes in and gets that negative spin he puts on what he sees, he sends back out to space through the same eyes.
So how can we still cry in Tisha B'Av if it's all perspective? We should change Tisha B'Av into the Yom Chag.
We should, but we have to be real with it. We'd say that the Shekhinah is everywhere and God's everything, and the Ramchal says that Mefurash in the Das Mus. If a critical amount of people would believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes, and that everything that the Goyim say and the secular world says is all sheker, the Tikkun would be on the spot. But you need a critical amount of people that share that view at the same time. Right?
How come this is not kind of like tit for tat type of thing, that just because what we did, so Hashem says, you did like this, I'm going to make sure it's going to be like
so
that
it's
for the Doros.
Right.
It sounds like a tit for tat type of
Yeah, but he's saying like this, you know, if you believe that, you're going to live that.
Oh, he's saying that this is reality. He's not saying this as a punishment. It's just, that's
what it is. Right. You want to believe that?
Yeah,
what you want to believe in your perspective is going to be your reality. Yeah, I mean, that's a part of it. Not, but that's the whole thing, the whole ikkar of what we say, tikkun agashmius, metakin olam hazeh. It could all be said like this, being metakin the way things appear. And that's why all the nevuos and all this is all about re'ia, right? Ve'inenu sirena malchusecha, every tefillah, any nevuah, take a look, it always uses the verb of re'iyah. Because that's called to fix the world, to fix the way things appear. So when B'tikuno Amisro, Amisro by Mamad Arsinai for a short amount of time, Poskazu Amasan, and they could see Royim Esakos, they could see God's glory everywhere. And while we were still somewhat on the level, it's called that we also generate this positive light with the lighting of the menorah, things that we discussed last week, right? That we also could, generate a positive light on the world, right? But then there's, but it still remains a challenge, right? Perspectives are tricky, right? And that was the failure of Am Yisrael by Cheda Ego. That was the failure, it starts Vayam Kiboshesh Moshe. They had a perspective that, maybe Moshe is gone. They took on that perspective, and that perspective became reality. They acted upon that perspective. But it happened by the Meraglim. They didn't know how to properly process what they were seeing.
They took all these parshas to get out of it.
Yeah. And then
you got Korach, you got Bullock.
Yeah, Korach made the same mistake. At least, thank God, only affected 250 people. He took 250 people down with him.
Pinchas,
right?
put the end to it.
So Pinchas, in a certain way, he had a posit, like everyone else was just saw what Zimri was doing, they were crying. But there was ever crying, what can you do? Nebuch, it's a bad door. He saw, and he took action. It's a different perspective of how you could, it was a difference in perspective. That's what it says, Vayar, he saw. Ro Maiseh, Chazal say, Ro Maiseh v'niskar halacha. Right? But it still starts off with Ro Maiseh. He had a different breath. They were, everyone else was looking with Yush. It's the end of Klal Yisrael. It's the end. We're assimilating. We're in bed. Everyone was there. So they were crying. They saw and they cried. Pinchas saw and took action. And it started Vayar Pinchas. So, Chazal said, Ro Maiseh v'niskar halacha, but it all starts with Ro Maiseh. He had a different perspective of what he was seeing. They were seeing hopelessness. And the whole class was watching and crying. One man looked at it and saw it differently. Like, I'm going to make them a shish kebab, right? They were crying, so I'm going to turn them into shish kebab. And because of that, Vayechaper al b'nei Yisrael, one man had the right perspective, Vayechaper al b'nei Yisrael. Right? And that's, the 3 weeks are coming, that's the big, the big Chorban HaBayis, the Beis Medrash called Oro Shel Olam. You come to the Beis Medrash, Liros is Pnei Adon Hashem. And that's what the world's missing without a Beis. You can't see God. God's everywhere just as much. You just don't see it. That's the Beis Medrash. Yerushalayim is Oro Shel Olam. Right? And you don't have the opportunity. Liros Pnei. That's what needs, but it's a Medrash. The Medrash took it from Avraham Fried,
Avraham Fried made the Medrash accessible to everyone. There's a song, they don't even realize they know it.
Yeah, right. No, right, so the, but it's because you come to basically Liros, to see, yeah. to see God, you know, to get the perspective on reality. And that's what we're missing. All right, so that's where we're headed. That, you know, for, by Mamre, I say we had the height of correct perspective, right? Every right on God, on life, on the universe, on everything. Kiloisim kaltu, you know, God has no form. We also Rick Roy Misakolos. It was like we went from the when the perspective was betikuna, but we couldn't hold it because it didn't, you know, didn't that tikkun didn't harden, and it went back, and you know, and the son was allowed to wage a counter war. And be machshel amisov by arm ki boshesh moshe l'redes minahar, and then for you know the next year with the meraglim, and you know, and that's the challenge ever since, a challenge of you know we have to overcome, and not accept things as they appear, but add a new interpretation, a positive spin and interpretation, to change the perspective, and then to the extent that we believe in that positive interpretation. And we process things positively. Of course, we will mamash make it that way. That things will really, really objectively look that way. As Elisha, v'ro kol basar yachtav. Keep your in flesh. It'll be undeniably visible to everyone. But we have to make that tikkun. We have to reprocess what we see, and put it in a Torah dikah light. And to the extent that we're strong in that perspective that we want to put on it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a reality that way, that in the future it'll look that way to everybody and anybody. B'mehera b'yameinu.
This is the basis of what psychologists say, think positively.